Hey everybody, this is Daryl with AfterBuzz TV. I was recently looking to buy a car and thought to myself, there has to be a better way. It's such a stressful process. That's when my friend told me about a new way to buy a car. It's called TrueCar.com. At TrueCar.com, you can actually see what others pay for the car you're looking for in your area, so you know when you're getting a great price. Because at TrueCar.com, you get a savings certificate, and you just take that savings certificate to a TrueCar.com certified dealer, so you don't need to worry about the hassle and anxiety of the old way to buy a car. And TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So seriously, if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Come on, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show.
Nobody knows where they...
Oh, wow, you better get that high C above the D.
Boom. So ridiculous.
Oh, oh.
Oh, Ramon. Oh.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Jason J. Carter here, joined by...
Star Session.
Hey,
hello,
Star.
Everyone. Welcome. It's just Thursday.
Yeah, it's Grey's Day, as
it's
they say on Twitter.
Day, that's right.
Kelly is out doing some wonderful things tonight, so just me and Star. First, yep, we're back in the hot seat tonight, and we have to give our roll call to all of our fantabulous Twitter followers, because they be going in.
Kyle White.
We have so many new ones. Brianna, well, not new ones, but Amanda Colston. Hey, it's Amanda. Hey, it's Amanda.
Alyssa Harding as
Brianna
well.
Brianna Gurley. Kyle White. Dynamite Jack. Who else?
Going through.
Yes, it's just amazing. I mean, Alicia Harding, our favorite. Everyone.
Yeah, it's been
Sons
a good
of
day.
Bombard,
I've been a little bit checked out because I didn't want to know any spoilers, because as Yang is finaling her departure, I don't want to know what's going on. I just want to be surprised.
Right. Well, me too. But here's the thing again. All day on Twitter, the AfterBuzzers have been like, oh my God. And so tonight, because they watch on all of our AfterBuzzers on the East Coast,
right,
watch before us, and so they're like, the music. Oh my God, the last is a twist at the end.
I love being tagged, so yeah. I just won't look.
I actually like to know what happens, because then when I see it unfolds from my eye, I'm like, oh my gosh, right. You know, because I feel like you're there.
I think
with
it
them.
Helps your judgment. I think it hurts your judgment.
Well, I mean, I have issues, so.
If you hear something about Kepner, you're like, right? Oh my gosh. Love Kepner. Well, she did great tonight.
Yeah, well, tonight was definitely a fantastic episode.
Yeah.
And you know, I think the reason why the episodes have been so great is because we know Yang is leaving, so we have a reason to... There's a centerpiece. There's a focal piece. Normally, no one leaves. You know, someone dies, but they all die together, you know? So
yeah,
it's like it's a plane crash. They all were in a plane crash together. But now that Yang's a cornerstone of Grey's Anatomy and the saga of Grey's Memorial, that hospital is coming to an end, and I'm still in disbelief.
I mean, we've been waiting for this big arc in this season. You know, everyone is surprised that it's been on for 10 seasons, but there's a reason. Once we get into that juice of what's...
Mm-hmm. The home stretch.
The home stretch, it always, like, brings me back.
Right.
And right now, it's about Yang.
Right.
So we opened up last episode, we were... we found out that Yang did not receive the Harper, Harper Avery. And so we open up this week, and where is Yang?
Yang, right. Where in the world is Christina Yang?
Ooh.
Wait, one more time. Where in the world is Christina Yang? Okay, there we go. Yeah, no one knows where she's
at. Ridiculous.
Meredith is going in on the plane with Owen back from Boston. Like, you know, no one's seen her. Meredith is a ride or die homegirl. She's like, you know what? My friend got robbed. She should have won that award. But, like, if that happened to you, Star, you know I would go apeshit.
Yeah, no, it's all about ride or die. Then, wasn't it just like last week's episode? I'm exaggerating, but it was just a few episodes where they were like, I could care less if you die.
Right. Bitch, I can't stand
you.
Yeah,
it was just like...
I can't stand your wavy hair.
Mm-hmm. That's how girls are.
Catty.
One minute they're your bestie, the next minute they're backstabbing, and then they're back again.
You know, you would think since they weren't working at a hospital, they'd have all those wonderful drugs to make them in a better mood, you know? Like, just shoot it up.
That's Nurse Jackie.
Nurse Jackie. Anyway, so, right, so we're, and no one knows where Yang is, and then we're also back on Brayden and the Heart Kids. After Buzzer Star, the whole hour was like... And in your words, Star.
With the three kids, can the kids just die already?
Right.
Which, I don't mean that in a horrible way. I really don't want the kids to die. But come on. Once the episode started, I was like, oh, we're back again. You know, I like when patient stories roll over, but this one is rolling over too long.
Right.
You know, Brayden and the three kids. But, I mean, it's a nice paycheck for those actors. So, congratulations.
Right, you're getting your sidecar. So, yeah, they all have heart issues.
Okay, let's start with the three kids.
Three kids. Ivy, Frankie, and did we learn the third one?
And Dewey. I just made that up.
Okay, let's
Twitter fans will let us know.
Yeah, Josiah, that's his
Ooh.
Name. And they both have heart conditions, and they have this, one of them is worse than the other.
You know what, about the storyline, you know, a few weeks ago we were trying to figure out why this was happening, and now it's just about saving the kids. So is the storyline going to continue even longer, and are we ever going to find out where this rare disease is coming from?
I don't think so, because I think the Brayden story, from the ending of what Miranda possibly was going to do, we'll talk about that in predictions, but I think that's going to carry forward. But as far as the kid died... The parents
Frankie,
are like, Frankie died. Frankie
died.
The parents were like, I need to have moments with my kids. Done. That was a point for Christina to end up in the shower over
okay, We're going too far.
No, because your question, Star, was, are we going to see more of these kids? Is this going to be more of the story going to evolve? I don't think so with the kids. I do think with Brayden and the HIV, the deactivated HIV virus, I think we're going to see more of him. But with the three, I think they're done.
Okay. Yeah. We'll have to wait and see. I'm sure our fans will update us.
Right. Amelia's back.
Amelia.
You know, okay, so on Private Practice, she was, and after Buzzer Star, did you
I
love...
I did not. Okay, go
Did
ahead.
You love how Meredith called her a junkie?
Yeah, I was like, that was exactly what I wanted to say. I mean, a little rude.
Rude?
Rude.
Rude.
Isn't your sister the junkie? And then he's like,
No, the addict.
The recovering addict.
And Meredith's like, no, she's a junkie. No, hashtag junkie. She's back because... she's getting married.
Got engaged to her fiance, and she kind of got a little freaked out. She had that moment of, oh my gosh, it is forever, which people go through. Maybe Kepner didn't go through that at that moment. But she did. And so she basically fleed her fiance and went to go visit her brother and see what was going on with the happy life and the happy wife and see what life is with two kids, being able to work and juggle it all.
And I got her purpose... was okay, but random. All of a sudden, your sister's here that had a fantastic storyline on another show,
right?
And better hair, I might add.
Oh, was it a little floppy?
No,
today?
It was
Needed
like she was giving me Canoga Park soccer mom. Just
yeah,
like,
no, she
hey,
was giving
I drive
you,
a minivan.
She was giving you. I'm about to get engaged.
Yeah, no makeup on at all.
Getting married.
No mascara.
Oh,
I look like I just rolled out of bed. I wear Juicy Couture track suits.
Yeah,
you know. Not cute, but
iced coffee.
Yeah, it was very, very weird to see her. We could have did without her.
No, I mean, it just kind of gave. Well, I feel like when she came in, he was like, "Oh, you can keep the kids. Got to go to work." It kind of solves the problem of being a stay-at-home dad while my wife is flying back into town.
Right.
But as I've said, for week to week, get a nanny. They're like trying to juggle with the daycare. The daycare clearly isn't working because she's too close to you, and you guys want to run to her.
Right.
And your son now. And Bailey. When it comes down to it, just get a nanny.
Right. They make millions. Apparently, they make a lot of money.
I'm a millionaire.
Right. You know, just get But see. The nanny thing, I saw single white female.
What?
And I saw the hand that rocks the cradle with
Ooh,
the nanny.
Ooh, when they get a little crazy.
Yeah. great 90s movie. But yeah, the nanny's like breastfeeding the kids stuff.
One step too far. No, but I mean, come on. Nannies do not.
I mean, this is LA.
Hello.
I mean, cat.
Well, as a nanny, I am. Don't breastfeed other people's children.
Are you breastfeeding other people's children?
No.
Start.
And with that said, like, you can have the money to afford a great person that will take care of your kids as if they were your own, not in the sense of breastfeeding. Dang it, I just ruined, like...
I know. I guess you're saying that,
with that said, like, come on. It'll help with Jug being able to do the 9 to 10, whatever their job is, 12 hours. It's not a normal day. And have a nanny.
You know who I did not want to see again?
Ooh, who was it?
One Catherine Avery. I feel like her present star in After Buzzers is just, to me, I'm not a fan.
Okay.
I feel like she's too uppity and she's too bougie.
She's definitely bougie.
She's like, you know, me and Beyonce, we have caviar together. Yeah. You know, that kind of girl. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I feel like she's allowed to have that clout.
Because she gave the hospital $24 million?
That, and she's Debbie Allen in real life. Like, I feel like she's not really acting. I feel like she's just acting
herself. She's like honorary. She's like, I'm Debbie Allen.
I am Debbie Allen.
I was on Fame.
Yeah, like, hello.
You know, I choreographed the Oscars a century ago,
stop it. I just feel like her clout is kind of carrying over into this character.
Right.
And she has a lot of money. Of course she's supposed to be rich and snooty and like a little bit of a brat. But let's jump, are we going to jump into the fact that...
let's get into her and the chief, who, by the way...
flew across country.
To be with his woman.
For the weekend.
To get some of his boo thing.
Hey! Okay, well, my comment is, old love is like really gross. Like, when they were kissing and they were making the sound. Well, how do you feel about kissing and sound?
I don't, you know, I'm all about PDA and kissing, but I think, you know,
but
like, you know, some of the old people I know, they have really bad breath. So I feel, you know what I mean? Like, they could have been like, because things could have been marinating, you know?
For years.
Their dentures could not be minty fresh. It's like, yeah. No.
It was like, ooh, y'all are old and that's gross. Like,
and I didn't see any tongue. I don't think old people use tongue anymore.
No.
You know, I think that after like 40, the tongue's like, you know.
Yeah, you just do like
retired.
Peck.
I'm going to be going in at 40. We'd be doing necking, hickeys, and everything.
Oh, that's nasty.
I know it is.
And they're definitely over 40. Like, they're...
But we give you one hand in the grave. We do see that the chief is like, real talk, why didn't Yang win?
No, she was like, I know you flew across country because you wanted to know why Yang didn't win. And that's not the case, you know? And he made it very clear that that was not the case. But with that said, like, she couldn't believe that someone would come across the country to see her because she's such a brat. With that said...
It's like, let's talk about it. Like, why didn't Yang win?
That was the big question. And she answered it very truthfully.
She was like, it's not happening. She works for the hospital. I own douchebag. It's not going to happen. But it was the way she said it. It was more like, ha, 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 ha. Really? You want to know the answer to that? We're here. Like, it was just very, what's the word, star? Like, drinking hand, she's like, the reason why she didn't win is because she works for the hospital I own. Come on, are you stupid? Why can't you figure that out?
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't even figure that out. I didn't put two and two together.
Well, everyone in sports, even on the soccer field with your little five-year-olds, it's all about the politics. It starts young, you know? When you're on dance competitions and you're like,
the mom that pays the most money that has a...
You get solos. It's a different world. But what I'm saying is, like, it's all about the politics. And everyone's always questioning it. And she answered it tonight. Sometimes when you put up all this money, there's no way a person from the hospital you pay for is going to win because other people won't work as hard to be nominated. And I don't really know how...
It's all branding and perception is reality and all that stuff, you know? But what I was more enthralled with was how the chief really... Your ponytail's cute, star.
Thank you.
How the chief really went in for Christina.
Well, it was great that
the camaraderie he had and the loyalty he had.
Well, that's what she was saying. She was like, I know you came here because she's your prodigy. She's your pride and joy. You've trained her. When it comes down to it, if you know someone's good and he read all the papers and looked at all the research and you know someone is good.
You can't deny them.
You can't deny him. And it's just sometimes, what's the saying? Like, sometimes it's not about the talent.
It's about who you know.
It's about who you know.
Or the money you spend.
There you have it.
The word of tonight that I would like to call attention to is spinal shawana. I had a cousin named Shawana.
Stop it. It was not Shawana.
Yeah, that would be a great name for someone. Hey, my name's Shawana Jenkins. Shawana with like two S's and three H's.
Oh my gosh.
Shawana, but spinal. And the way Meredith said it, spinal Shawana?
Is this was the patient that was unnecessary?
That, yes.
Okay, so the guy, he basically got hit by, he was trying to go from ocean to ocean. And he walked the whole way, and he was walking across the street.
Right before he got to the water.
Honestly, when the actor was telling the story, tuned out. But when Kepner brought it up later in the episode, it kind of all clicked of what really happened to this guy, FYI. But yeah, he was about to cross the street, and the ocean was there, and he got hit by a truck. Talk about fail.
Damn.
Hashtag fail. I mean,
why, Lord? Why?
I mean,
let it go.
Were you not looking both ways? I missed that part, honestly. Straight up missed it.
I always trip out when people run across, like, there's no one in the street, but they run across the street really fast because they're like, I'm like, there's no one coming.
I gotta go.
Yeah, especially grown men. It's so weird. It's like,
prance in their step.
Yeah, Riddick. Really weird. Kepner and Avery, let's touch on them a little bit because...
Well, Kepner's spending the night at
the girls.
The girls' house.
The sleepover. American Idol. Yay!
And she's really annoying and obnoxious because she can't stop talking about Avery and meddling other people's businesses. And, yeah, so that was an interesting point. That what's her name? The girls?
Callie Arizona.
Was over Kepner. Completely over
like,
Kepner.
Like, girl, get to stripping.
Like, gotta go.
But who was it?
Exactly.
You know? Who was it?
So anyways, Avery and Kepner, last week, they basically had that big fight before they went to bed.
It was the first.
The first fight.
The one fight of millions that they're going to have as a married couple.
I know, but it's annoying when you have that first fight. It's like,
can't
it just be perfect forever?
But why is it, what's so different about it? Like, me and my guy, we argue about cleaning, about everything, but I know that it's just... That it doesn't change anything, you know.
We bicker, then giggle, and then it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Like, yeah, you're
it's
a hot
like
mess.
Kisses on the cheek. Kid, love you back.
You better clean that bathroom.
Yeah, the end. But when it comes to Jesus,
Jesus and the children, and the hypothetical children,
right? Hypothetical children, which we find out aren't so hypothetical.
Oh, she's pregnant.
Praise God! Now we have a reason for the madness because we're wondering, like, damn, why is she so like adamant and so staunch and this whole him not believing in God? I mean, you can work through things, but because she is with child.
Do you think she found out the night before when, like? / last episode, did she know before when she started this big fight?
Probably.
Or was this like, we had the fight, I feel pregnant, I woke up, and this is a new episode? No, that's a little too much. Far-fetched? She knew last week.
She's like, I'm gonna show you.
But...
I'm pregnant. She probably, I mean, we'll never know.
Yeah.
That's just one of those details that will never be revealed.
That was ridiculous for me to want to know, I guess.
But they're pregnant. Oh, they'd have cute babies, too.
OMG.
They'd be super swirl. Because he's half white, half black, and she's white.
With the red hair.
Yeah, oh my God. They may be like Blake Griffin. Like black gingers.
That didn't work out then.
Oh, no?
Oh. Moving on.
Blingers. Get it?
Blingers. Okay. Yeah, like gingers and black people, but... Okay, anyways, moving on. We're not hashtagging that. Please don't start it, okay?
Blingers.
Kepner was basically in surgery. She starts breaking down crying before she reveals that she is pregnant. And she's just saying, like, the fight is, like, the big one. And she's like, it's kind of like getting hit by a truck.
Right.
But I want to put on a point where Ginger himself, what's his name? The chief?
Owen.
Owen.
Fox. Stud.
Owen was trying to console her, and he made a point like, this isn't the truck. This is the first of many fights. But, like, me and Christina's truck was the children. But my thing is, Owen knew about her not wanting children before they got married.
Right.
So that kind of point that he was making was, like, null and void. Like,
right.
He didn't really make any sense. Because if I was Kepner, I'd be like, what are you talking about?
I feel like Owen, as much as I love Owen, I feel like he always gives those nuggets of information that you're like, okay, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're like, and thank you, you know?
He's trying to give, like, advice, and it was, like, the worst advice of mankind.
Right.
Like,
right.
If he caught that. Just saying. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, well, a lot of the doctors were at risk of having having their research shut down because of funding, and we also see Karev having to make a pretty lofty decision in regards to
his career.
Future. Yeah, now AfterBuzzers, let me know because there was talk of a spinoff with Karib, which I personally don't think would be a good idea. But if he, either, we can go one of two ways. Either he can leave the show and be done with it, and he's one of those, like, surprise cast members that's, like, not getting his contract renewed, or he's over it, or he'll be back next season, something will happen, you know, I don't know. But that, to me, was, like, no wait with Karev leaving. It was like, okay, all right. You know, like, no one said anything when he told him at the meeting. Arizona, after their conversation on the plane, was like, okay, bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
With that said, I mean, honestly, like, it is a big decision, and it's not all about the money. And sometimes, but for him, in this particular case, it's all about the money. And, girlfriend, what's her name?
Joe.
I'm sorry, I'm, like, ridiculous about names.
Camilla Luddington?
Yes.
Who hasn't appeared or returned my emails?
Uh-uh. But Joe... When he said that he was going to take the job and he is leaving Grace alone, whatever the name of the hospital is, her first thing was like, perfect. I don't need new shoes because you're going to pay for them.
What does that say?
Hashtag, gold digger.
What is it? Hashtag gold digger. Mm-mm. And then she's scrubbing the bloody shoes.
So that might be the turning point for next episode where he's like, just kidding, I'm not going to take the job.
He's like, nah, I don't need you, girl. She's too needy.
Maybe that'll happen. I don't know. Predictions later.
Yeah, whatever. So pretty much the meat and the thick of this episode was with Christina Yang not winning the Harper Avery and how it affected her. Because for the whole episode, she was kind of... In the beginning, when we see her, she's not... She's very cold, very detached, all about the work.
Well, she comes back and she's like, boom, I'm focused. Like,
in it.
Let's not talk about what happened last night, that I lost the award. Like,
and,
Dr. Shady, Dr. Shiesty.
We haven't seen him for a quick minute.
And he came in and made his one line of rudeness.
He was like, oh, must have stung.
Sting.
And she was like, it was an honor to be nominated.
I love that she just keeps saying that because that it is.
I would have sliced him with
now
the scalpel.
Now it's not. Right. Now that we know the truth, it's not really an honor. It's just because she was being ployed as a toy, basically. Like, it gave her prestige to be nominated for this award. It gave her some clout, but with that said, like, she was never going to win it because it was rigged. You know, politics is politics, and Yang got the short end of the stick. And even though she puts her heart into her work, and that was the point of this episode, is that, like, she works hard, she has to make hard decisions, and she makes right decisions, and she continues doing it, and she's been doing it
perfectly
since the beginning, right. 10 seasons now. She just wants to be a perfect candidate who is working hard, who is striving to be the best, and what is it all for?
Right.
What is the point?
And I've often asked myself that question watching the show for them, especially her, because she has gone through so much and has been probably the most talented of all the surgeons. And she's always, you're like, dang, like, poor thing. When Owen choked her out, she forgave him. No, seriously.
You bring that up every
because
time.
Because that was a very, very, very powerful episode and a powerful moment for that couple and for her and her character on this show. But her final monologue was spot on. In the shower, with her clothes on, which is always very awkward to me. But she's like, why? For what? For what? And then to seal the deal, Owen's like, Christina, you won. You have the votes. You have the votes. And she's like, you know what? I'm done.
So where? Okay. So basically, they spilled the beans that it was a fixed
right
win. Where does this leave us for next week? Because is this going to start a riot? Because he immediately told the chief, and the chief already told Yang. Is Yang going to just be like, okay, this was rigged. I got the most vote. Like, this could spin off to something juicy. Will they go there? I don't know.
They should.
But they should.
But they should.
Right?
Because, or I think, okay.
Put it on blast that Avery's not number one. Well, go ahead. Do you have something?
Well, yeah. But there's always something like this that's being put on blast that comes to fruition. Like, you know, the hospital was at fault. You know, Callie was negligent and that dude lost his legs. Just, you know, all that storyline and things of that nature have always happened throughout the course of Grey's. So, but I think what would be better is for them to like totally detach themselves from it and have her just leave. And then, I don't know, maybe they fast forward 2 months where she hasn't been at work. Something else to make it more dramatic than someone being in trouble for it.
Well, that's definitely a possibility. Yeah. But there is something being set up right now. Because around the hospital, you know, Avery is going around and seeing which projects need to be cut and which don't. And, you know, he's working on the budget and it's all about the money. And Kepner is like, you know, you didn't let... Yang win, which she deserved it, and then you want to cut her program. Right. Like, I guess the Avery Foundation is all about
money.
Medicine. Oh. Is what she said. It's all about the science. It's all about medicine. But really, when it comes down to it, it's like there's something going on.
Right.
And Kepner's not down. And yeah. I feel like the hospital's going to be a little bit on blast after they cut some programs and maybe this comes into fruition that...
Do you think Jackson's... I think since the arrival of his mother and the whole switch, the whole changing
the marriage
of power,
and all that.
Jackson is so much... more so much less likable like he's just smug
starting this these last couple episodes
yeah very
but definitely
smug
this
and
episode.
Very like that boss you never wanted to have, that boss that you're like, oh, I can't stand
you're so
this.
Good looking and then you're an asshole at
you
want to
spill
time.
Coffee on him
mm-hmm.
you know sneeze on him give him like tuberculosis
but then you
want to
touch him because he looks good but
right
then you're like,
it's like yeah you're like damn
options
right it's evil shade.
Yeah. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, he's doing his job, and we'll see what gets cut and what doesn't. We should jump on to Brayden, because...
Filler, let's do that, because I feel like Bailey has been filler, just there.
Yeah, I mean, she's just Kleckner chick. She better work it.
She's like, you know what? I've been nominated for Emmy after Emmy for my monologues.
Yeah.
You know, let me just coast on this season, because I feel like what she's doing is coasting.
Yeah.
She had OCD... I guess she...
Almost called it bipolar. Yeah, OCD.
And she rebounded back from that because...
And
you know,
then they're not even talking about it anymore.
No, she's like normal, you know, new. Just, you know, she's a new woman.
Yeah, but she is focused a lot on this defective
right.
HIV virus.
So
virus.
Yeah.
It's like I can't speak. Uh-huh. Finish every word I'm going to say right now. Sorry, go. What am I going to say next?
And Stephanie Edwards is her intern.
Swap monkey.
Yeah, but... I don't know. For some reason, I when we see the parents do not want to have Brayden infected with HIV and he's not getting better. They, you know, everything she did.
It starts off with them just being lost and going, okay.
Right. And the mom,
over dramatic.
Like, team too much.
Team annoying.
Yeah.
Like, it became too much when the start of the episode again. It's like, oh, the kids. Oh, and the mom.
My mom's like, no black woman acts like that.
She's like, you got to pull it together. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be the rock. And sometimes it's okay to not be the rock all the time.
You go cry in the stairwell.
Shout out to Marissa, our producer.
And then you back it up, and you're like, all right, I'm strong as steel. But Bailey, the parents say no.
Yeah, the parents. Well, they have a talk with the other parents that are having the three children that went through the whole.
It's like a death PTA meeting.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Don't make me laugh at that. That's hilarious.
It's like a kids dying parent teacher conference
or
something.
No, it's
I'm
like
serious.
A PEDS PTA
right.
meeting.
Right.
Oh. And Phillips is, she's like, can you sign the consent forms?
Right.
And
Edwards.
Edwards, like, can you sign the consent? I just be messing up names. You guys just follow.
Who the hell is Phillips?
I don't know. As I said, I was like, that ain't it.
Hashtag, who the hell is Phillips?
Love that one. Phillips is the third child that we don't know the name of.
I know. Right, Frankie, Ivy, Phillips.
A mess. With that said, I don't even know what I was talking about.
You were talking about the consent form star.
Yeah, so she wanted the consent forms to be signed, and that's when she realizes, like, wait, maybe this being in a hospital and making my child go through all this experimental ordeals is not even worth it.
Right.
Would it be worth it for you?
Well, you know, I when I watch Grey's, I think about my own family and some situations that could happen in real life, you know, and I love my family and my friends so much that I would want to do whatever I could to help them in any way. I mean, it does sound weird because the stigma of HIV, just saying HIV, people automatically, you know, correlate that with the death sentence. So,
well, most of the world is all about Google, you know? And if I can't Google it, then it doesn't seem like it's legit. Like, honestly.
If it's on Google, it's legit.
Yeah, and if it's right, no?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Because I would have to be like, okay, let's Google this. Let's see what's going on.
I mean,
on.
Wikipedia is a credible source.
If this is my child, I want to know the ins and outs and not just say, okay.
Right.
But if this is so experimental, I don't really know what I would do in that situation. But in the end, I would want to try everything possible to have my child survive.
Right.
As well as... give the child a little bit of input if they want to go through all of this. He seems a little old enough to make a few decisions.
Like, yes, mommy, inject me with HIV.
Oh, no. Not that. But, like, Do you want to survive? I don't know what the question
would be. Do you want to build a snowman?
Man. Oh, no. Please don't do that. Do you want to go outside?
Stop. Hey, guys. Go to iTunes. Rate us. Leave comments. We love hearing from you. Love talking with you, chatting with you about Grey's Anatomy week after week after week. iTunes. Rate us. Leave a comment. Tell a friend. That's how we roll.
That's right.
Boom. Yeah. But the thing about Bailey... is Bailey's okay? So they were always saying that Izzy was too emotionally attached to the
patient.
I think Bailey is over the top emotionally attached to her patients, and we see her, you know, disregarding the consent form and possibly doing something that's very questionable and very unethical.
Right. I mean, mom says no, even though the consent form is signed, and Dr. Edwards kind of brought that into her mind and maybe kind of wet her palate a little bit. And she's like, ooh, that is a good idea. The fact that she already did sign the consent form. Like, can they really logistically just pull out? I don't know. Is that legal?
Well, you know what? Next week, we'll have our legal eagle, Jason Romero, back to talk about
him.
It.
Let's because, bring him on. Yeah,
he had some questions, and some people in the blogs online were asking questions about stuff like that, too. So I think it's a perfect time to bring him back in. But it was just very weird because we see her reaching into her pocket, pulling out a syringe.
It's like, happening, right? Like, right. Let's not. And then the monologue went along with it, and it was like, sometimes you gotta take things under your wing. I don't remember. I didn't write it
down. This is a syringe in your pocket. I carry those with me everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like a foot-long needle.
Why not?
You know, foot-long needle. So, yeah. There. Well, let's get back to more on the Christina story, because tonight I didn't feel bad that she didn't win the Harper Avery. I didn't feel bad about that, because it happens, you know, in life. You're the best person for the job. My 10th grade talent show. I should have won that.
Should you?
Yes, but I didn't. I lost to a violinist.
Was she better?
He was amazing.
He was amazing. Okay.
But so was I. But I went to a very musical dramatic arts school, so they appreciated that versus me and my hip-hop dancing. But I felt more.
Did you have more of the crowd into it?
Oh, yeah. I was, like, giving Janet Jackson realness, you know, like, going in, bam, 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 work. Nope, didn't win. I felt more for Christina's realization of, no matter what you do in this life, no matter how hard you try, sometimes it's not good enough. Sometimes, no matter how perfect you strive to be, and this could go for anyone, you know, in any facet of their life or in any endeavor. No matter how good you are or how perfect you try to be or how many I's you dot and how many T's you cross, you still may never be that one. If it's not for you, it's not for you. And tonight we found out that it was for her, but it was taken away from her wrongly. And when she walked out, when she looked at Owen and was just like, huh. She had that aha moment that, you know what? It's a wrap.
I mean, I would like to pride myself on being average. But some people like to be perfectionists, and it kind of works out sometimes not in their favor.
Right. And more times than not.
More times than not. And, you know, I of course strive to be the best, but sometimes it's just average. And for her, it's like, I have to be the best. I will be the best. And if I'm the best, it just didn't work out. And I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I feel like she tried too hard and she shut a lot of people out in the way of getting to what she wanted. And this is it the karma? Did the karma come back on her?
I don't see that, and I thought about that too.
Is that dramatic?
No. It's not dramatic, because you said it. She shut out people, and that's a struggle a lot of successful people have on the way up. Like, blinders on? What do I sacrifice to get what I want? And if I get what I want, was it really a sacrifice? You know, relationships, children, you know, friends, all of that, your health, sanity, your happiness, you know, for that one goal that seems like it's so shining and so definitive, you know, is it really worth it? And I would love to see Christina, or have her departure from the show be one where she finally lets go of all that, you know, because her dad died at a young age. She had his hand on his heart trying to save him when she was 9. That led her to become a cardiothoracic surgeon. And she has this really awesome story. She's Jewish because her stepdad was Jewish and she grew up in Beverly Hills. She has this fantastic story, and her whole life has been about achieving and overachieving and being stellar and being above the fray and being one in a million.
Above the fray, yes.
You know, and so now for her to be like, to let go,
let go and let God.
Yeah, do some good for her.
Kepner. #Kepner.
Kepner. Kepner. I will go back to the chief, though. I got to give him props for the way he came in, like, no, you can't. I was Catherine, I came here to tell you I wanted you by my side, to tell you I loved you, to tell you I wanted you to be my wife. But,
Did you? But did you have that moment where you were like, he better not propose?
Totally.
And be like, you need to change your attitude. No.
Nope.
He was proposing to Catherine, and there was that pause where I screamed at the television and was like, you better drop her.
Yep.
You know, she's ridiculous. The way she came out. Sometimes you see people's true colors when it went in the trenches. Mm-hmm. And this was the trenches. She wanted it to be about business. And she didn't want this relationship to get in the way of her business.
Right.
And the way that came off was like,
all right.
You know, because with my fiance, soon-to-be husband, our business is our relationship. Our relationship is our business.
Right.
With that said, it's both ways. Like, mm-hmm. you want to know what's going on in each other's lives, and you want to be truthful, and you want to stand next to someone that is honest.
Right.
You know? And we find out that young Avery is, you know, shares these values of being honest, not to steal, not to cheat, not to do all these things. But in the end, you know, Kepner just wants to be like, God is watching over you and he loves you. And she did not want him looking over her shoulder, feeling a different
judged.
Way. Judged. But get over it.
Yeah.
Say what you want to say and your children will believe what they want to believe. And you'll give them the tools to, you know, hopefully follow in your footstep or just learn about life.
I wonder what Avery did, Catherine did with the ring. Because for him to be like, you know what, but
now
I'm leaving. You know, it was great. I was like, all right, chief.
But why did he leave the ring? Because I would have been like,
bring that back.
Is that a 30-day return policy?
That would have been going back to Walmart real quick.
Mm-hmm.
That 3-month layaway.
Ooh, that took me months to get there.
I mean, I had to scrap and save. So, whatever. But
he would never go to Walmart for a ring. But with that said, that ring was probably a lot of money. If he's trying to give $24 million Miss Catherine, you know, that sponsors the hospital, I'm sure he would want to impress her with a really good ring.
Right.
Maybe we'll see it next week.
Who knows?
Maybe she'll come back groveling.
Right. Or maybe she'll come and shut the hospital down.
Ooh.
Who knows? Well,
did we cover it all?
We did, but we didn't talk about the music tonight.
Ooh, let's talk about the music.
The 80s project rolls on. Mm. We had some great tracks tonight. But, I mean, okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, but they played Ordinary World from Duran Duran, which was off their Greatest Hits album, which came out in 1994. And that's
off their Greatest Hits album. Maybe it was a hit from back in the 80s.
But it wasn't. That song was actually a single from Duran Duran in the 90s. Duran Duran is an 80s band, of course. You know, the reflex. Is the only, mm-hmm. Yeah, that Duran Duran. But they did Ordinary World, and that was not an 80s song, that was a 90s song. But we also had a Jefferson Starship, We Built This City on Rock and Roll, and Information Society, I Wanna Know What You're Thinking.
Is this like
I'm a plethora of all 80s music. I'm still waiting for Spandau Ballet True.
Didn't they have a show where you like they start the lyrics and you have to finish it?
Say like, what, karaoke?
Yeah, or something like that. You should go on that.
It's MTV doesn't have shows like that anymore. They barely play videos.
Mm.
You know?
No, I feel like it was a Fox show. Anyways, whatever.
The sing-along.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
But the music was great tonight. I thought the 80s project was fantastic. And I want to thank you to everyone online who showed me where I can download the music. Last week's Everybody Wants to Rule the World, the Tears for Fear covers was by Aaron Wright. And you can get it. That's readily available on iTunes right after the show. So you just have to find the artist and then boom, there you go.
Boom.
Yeah, there you go. I think this 80s project is amazing. Ooh, Shonda, if you have time, can we maybe squeeze in an Anita Baker cover? Sweet Love, Rapture, I don't know. That would be amazing. But I did love the Duran Duran cover. That was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, these kids don't know. After, but you're missing out. 80s, I mean, okay, look, I'm not
that
old.
Well, you're keeping them up to date.
But the 80s were, what was old was not new again back then, so things were still new.
Yeah, it's
and
like
music
fresh.
Was still, you're right, and now it's like Bieber, Gaga,
there's some legends in there.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
There you guys have it.
Kesha.
You mean Key dollar sign, huh?
No, she dropped a dollar sign. She went to rehab, and that dollar sign represents an old her.
Whatever.
FYI.
Sure. Okay.
Love Kesha.
Well, there you guys have it. Grey's Anatomy for season 10 for Thursday, April 24th, 2014. Ooh. The end of the season.
The beginning. Yeah, the beginning of the end.
So, for Yang. And if I was wrong, the promo shows that next week is the final episode for Yang. Was I wrong? It's a goodbye. Is it Goodbye to Christina, the theme of this show? Every week I'm confused. It's like, is this her last show?
Yeah, like, is this the last episode? Everyone's saying she's going closest to the... I'm not even sure.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, well, we'll see what... Yang will be in next week's episode for sure. And we'll...
Because we see the return of Isaiah Washington. And he tweeted us, too. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
He's about being really excited about going back on the show. So I think, honestly, Burke and Yang were
meant
mythic.
To be.
Yeah. That, yes.
Really?
He was a love of her. Well, I can't say that Burke was a love of her life because he left kind of early on.
He was the first love of her beginning of her life.
And Yang loves her some chocolate things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's had chocolate. She's had old. She's had ginger. She just likes it all over
the
board.
She's like a Neapolitan ice cream sandwich.
Aww.
It's different flavors.
Go Yang.
She's like Skittles. Taste the rainbow.
Ridic.
All right, let's move on to the predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict, Star, that let's not even predict about Yang. Because let's predict about everything else but that. Because I think that's too special. And let's not talk about that. Let's talk about, I predict that Karev changes his mind about going to Lebex. What kind of stupid name? I also predict that Bailey does inject little Brayden with HIV and he gets better. I know. I'm positive. Put it out there. The universe will deliver.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to have to agree with some of our fans. Kyle White, he has a prediction that says Leah gets fired and Shane gets killed and Sophia is kidnapped. That's interesting. I thought I was going to read differently. I think Leah and Shane might have a little something together, even though I know they're going to be
off
the
show.
But they had that moment in the stairwell where he was giving her advice or giving her a pep talk that she did great work, but... They had that moment where they looked into each other's eyes. So there might be something there. Sanja Bumbard has a prediction that Christina is going to give Alex her spot on the board. I know you don't want to talk about Christina, but that kind of could be possible if Alex doesn't really leave.
Right.
You know, so that could be a good ploy. Personally, I think that Brayden and I think the kid episode should be done. We can continue on with Brayden for maybe one more episode.
One more episode.
Kind of over that. Kepner's pregnant. I feel like this is going to be kind of, are they going to stay together? Are they going to break up? Are they going to work through this? I think they're going to work through it. So that's my prediction for that couple. And the rest we'll just have to wait and see since I can't really talk about Yang.
Yeah.
So
she's off limits for the predictions.
Well, the sister Amelia, I think she's gonna, is she on another episode or just this one?
I'm not sure. She didn't even need to be on this one. The only way I want to see Amelia is if she's doing heart surgery or she's cracked out.
Ooh.
Other than that, she can keep it moving.
Drugs,
you know.
Drugs.
You know what? No news and gossip this week, you guys. Until next time, I'm Jason Carter. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you. Follow us on Twitter at JDC Forever and also at the Say What Web Show.
And I'm Star Session. You can find me everywhere on social media at StarSession.
You guys have a fantastic Friday and even better weekend. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. See ya.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.